Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am joined by Lyrica Marks from the Crawford County Fair, and we are, of course, talking Crawford County Fair. It's a part of our Prairie du Chien Area Chamber of Commerce-sponsored interviews, and the Crawford County Fair is coming up this week, starts on Wednesday. So good morning, Lyrica. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, so this is your first year with the Crawford County Fair. You've dealt with some fairs in the area as well in the past, so talk to me about how you got started with the Crawford County Fair, and let's talk about this week.
So I actually started by going to school at UW-Green Bay. I majored in design and marketing, and that's kind of where I got, you know, the start for it. And I remember I was scrolling through Indeed looking for jobs and saw an opening for the Richland County Fair Coordinator. And I applied, thought it'd be fun, you know, kind of forgot about it, got an interview, and got hired. And after that, I realized my love for the fair and everything the fair actually entails that a lot of people don't know. And after I made it through my first fair, I had a lot of people come up to me. I also bartend on the side. And so a lot of like my bar customers would come up to me and be like, hey, did you hear that there's this new opening for the Crawford County Fair position? And so I reached out to their fair board and basically told them that I love my job. I do. And I have no intentions of leaving, but I would love to find a way to work with them as well if they were interested. And they went above and beyond and worked with my other employers and everything just to find a way to make it work. And so, yeah, that's how I got started with this place.
Awesome. And so obviously it's not just you that is putting on this entire county fair. How many people are involved with the board? And obviously there's a ton of volunteers and helpers that make this week possible.
Oh, yeah. So we do have 5 board members. That would be Mary Kuhn, Wayne Jarrett, Owen Ducharme, Sarah Nelson, and Craig Anderson. But obviously, like you said, there are bunches of volunteers that make everything possible, whether it's the FFA students or just, you know, volunteers throughout the admin building or just like, you know, regular community members who come and help. And the fair would not be what it is without all of them.
Yeah, and it gets started on Wednesday. That's when the grandstands events get underway with, you know, you have exhibit check-in and all that kind of gets underway at noon on Wednesday, and folks can come take a look at some of the animals.
Yep, so that's one of our big days for when all of our check-ins come in, too. That's going to be when we bring in most of the animals, most of the exhibits. That's going to be when all of our vendors start to set up, which I'm very excited for. I look forward to seeing, you know, the fair build itself and see what it grows to. And then we do have the grandstand entertainment. I know we have our Challenge of Champions bull riding on Thursday evening, and then the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pull is on Friday. And the demo derby is going to be Saturday evening as well.
Yeah, so a ton of highlighted events there towards the end of those evenings each day. But then throughout the day, especially on Thursday, you got a lot of entertainment going on, especially for the kids throughout the day there.
Yes, we do. I know we have Nick's Kids Show coming in again, which I'm really looking forward to. I know that he's a hit every year. We also have the Friends of the Fair who go out of their way to help us build what we have. And so they hired a few bands to come in. We do have a few 4-H programs as well, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, and then Lori talked with, I think, the Fairs of the Fair and stuff, and that interview is going to be coming out this week as well. But they're going to be involved with a ton of stuff as well.
Yes, they will. They've already been doing so much for us. They actually have a reading program going right now that they're doing a story time at the library and encouraging kids to read more and increase that in educational value, which I'm really excited about.
And then with all of the food and things that people can enjoy, is it cash and card, just cash? How does that work there?
So for entries, well, we've already finished taking most of our entries, but that was only cash and check. But when people come in to pay at the gate, that's going to be, you know, cash, check. I believe that's going to be what it is for most of the places, actually.
Okay, so yeah, just expect if you're coming, bring cash with you.
We do have ATMs throughout the fairgrounds, though, too.
Awesome, very good. Just kind of looking through some of the events here that are going on as well. You mentioned kind of those big highlighted events. You'll have the 4-H Bull Blazers drill performance as well on Friday. Have a bunch of award presentations. You'll have the kind of the judging going on throughout the weekend, so folks want to take part, you have a full listing of all the events on the fair website.
We do, and like you said, we also do have those drill performances. I've been watching them perform and practice at the fairgrounds the last, I don't know how long. They are very hard workers, so anybody who's able to come see that is in for a treat, too.
Yeah, and then we didn't even mention Sunday yet either. Car show there starts at 10 a.m. on Sunday. You got the pedal poles at 11. More dancing going on. The Class of 62 band is going to be entertaining folks. So it goes all the way through the weekend there with entertainment.
It really does. And I am very excited to see all the entertainment myself and see what every person has put together and what they're proud of. And I'm just really excited to see, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah. As far as gate admission goes, Thursday is $5 per person. Friday, $10 per person. Saturday, $10 as well. Sunday, $5. Are they still able to get those advanced passes, or is that...
They are able to get season passes up until Wednesday. Come Wednesday, we're going to not do the season passes anymore. However, if they want pre-ride wristbands, those actually have ended by last Friday.
Okay. And then, so those advanced season passes are $20 per person, 8 and under free admission there for that. And then you have a ton of like sponsors and people that help out as well, right?
Yes, we do. So this year I've actually been working my best to try to increase the sponsorships we've had and just like overall involvement from the community. I am very proud of all the sponsors that we have had. We are always looking for more sponsors. So if anybody is interested, they are more than welcome to contact me. But I do believe that the fair is for the community. It's the community fair. It's the county fair. And so everything I do is towards, you know, trying to get them more involved and do things for them. Because it's not about each person individually. It is about everybody together.
Yeah. And there's also, raffles and stuff going on and meat, animal auctions as well, correct?
Yes. The meat animal auction is probably one of our biggest events. That's going to be Saturday. And I know I've talked to quite a few new exhibitors who are going to be participating in that for the first year, and they're all really looking forward to it. And I love to see the excitement on their faces, you know, coming in and participating in some of their first fairs. So with the other raffles we also have, the Friends of the Fair are going to be putting on a lot of those, and they've been working so hard. I was able to attend one of their meetings, and they told me all about all of the prizes they were having and all the businesses getting involved, and I was very impressed, and it's just really nice to see everybody come together.
Yeah, and then if folks have any questions leading up to the event, is it who should they contact? Is it let's message the Facebook page? Can they, I see on the website, there's kind of a thing you can, a little contact form they can fill out. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys with questions?
At this point in the year, most forms could work. I'm constantly on all of our forms of reaching out just because I do have people contacting me a lot. Whether it's my fair cell phone or our Facebook page or emailing me, I will most likely end up seeing it. If I don't respond right away, you can expect something within the day.
Okay. Very good there. So anything else we have? Obviously, it's fair week. That's always an exciting time. You feel like you're building to this moment, and all of a sudden Wednesday, it's like, all right, let's go. Let's have a great week. Any last things you want? A last pitch to folks maybe of, hey, why should they come out to the Crawford County Fair?
Well, I always feel like people should come out to the Crawford County Fair just so that they can, you know, make memories and have a good time, spend time with their family, their friends, but also support all those other exhibitors who are, you know, putting in all of their time and effort to show what they are proud of, along with all of our entertainment that we, you know, bring in. They're all also working really hard, and I think everybody should be able to come to, you know, enjoy that.
Awesome. Lyrica, thank you so much. Have fun this week, and folks, get out to the Crawford County Fair.
Thank you.